Talking to Jerry Palm, CBS Sports.com, NCAA bracketologist here. Jerry, yeah, we're at the Big Ten. We're at the midway point here. And just before we get into the bracket, Jerry, I think it'd be fun to get from you what you think of the Big Ten halfway. I mean, if you were to pick a player of the year so far, who would you pick to be your player of the year in the Big Ten?
Well, gosh, I really like Draymond Green. Problem is, we don't know how much more we're going to see of Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he got hurt at Illinois, and that doesn't look good at all. I don't know. I haven't seen a report on it yet, but I just think that he's the clear leader of Michigan State, and it's going to be a big blow to them if he's not back on that team. If that injury is serious and he misses the rest of the season or a good chunk of it's going to hurt Michigan State a lot.
And then, Jerry, who would you pick for your Big Ten coach of the year so far?
Wow. You know, back at the beginning of conference play, I was thinking Tom Crean, I'm sure like a lot of people. But now I think I'm leaning toward Tubby Smith, because what he's done to keep Minnesota not just competitive, but still an NCAA tournament-quality team after they lost Trevor Mbakwe, I think it's been pretty remarkable. You know, they get off to an 0-4 start in the league, and things are looking pretty bleak, and this team has really bounced back and responded and is playing some pretty good basketball now late in January as we approach the really important home stretch of the season. And so I think I'd go with Tubby.
Freshman of the year, Jerry. This is a tough one, buddy.
Yeah, I like Zeller. Because Trey Burke is terrific for Michigan. And both of those guys, and either one is fine. But, you know, Cody Zeller is so important to what Indiana does. Him being productive is vital to what they do. And he has been productive. So I like Cody Zeller.
And then as far as the bracket goes this week, Jerry, how many Big Ten teams do you have in your field right now?
Well, I still have nine. I can't seem to get rid of Northwestern. I have Northwestern in the first four this week in a play-in game. But the quality of the bracket this year is, you know, sufficiently poor, especially at the bottom, that kind of thing really helps Big Ten teams, because there are so many chances for quality wins in the Big Ten. Northwestern has a couple. One thing that is hurting them is not only their own sort of a slide here lately, but also that their best non-conference win, Seton Hall, is also sliding.
Mm.
And so their profile looks worse with every Seton Hall loss, not to mention their own. So, you know, Northwestern's still hanging on by a thread. But, you know, Purdue picked up a big win up there this week for them. Minnesota's still hanging in there. Big win for Illinois last night because they were going the wrong way as well. But right now, Northwestern's the one in the most trouble.
Safe to say 9-9 in the conference is going to get you in the tournament for sure, right?
You would think. I mean, unless it was somebody like, you know, Nebraska or Penn State who did, you know, poorly out of conference. But, yeah, if you're one of those nine teams that have been in my bracket since I started doing them, and you finish 9-9, that's probably going to be good enough, because this league is so good. Most of those nine conference wins are going to be quality wins.
You think Ohio State right now is the number one seed?
I don't have them as such, no. I still have them as a two. I think they certainly have a shot. And the thing that's missing for Ohio State is the road win. They have done the bulk of their damage in Columbus, and they lay waste to people in Columbus. But on the road, it hasn't been so good for them. Their best road win in terms of, you know, the RPI is the one at Nebraska. That's their only top 100 road RPI win. And so I think that for Ohio State to push to that top line, they need to start beating the better teams on the road.
Where do you have teams like Michigan State and Indiana and Illinois and Purdue and whatnot, at least as far as seeds go right now, Jerry?
Yeah, it's really bunched together for all of those teams.
Okay.
Well, all except Purdue. Purdue is still in the bottom half of the bracket. But with Michigan State, the three, Wisconsin, the four, Michigan, a five, Illinois, a six, Indiana, a five. Okay. There's not much separation among those five teams. And then, you know, Purdue and Minnesota are double-digit seeds. They're still 10. So, you know, those two can't get too comfortable. But those other six, you know, the Illinois was on its way down the bracket until that went over Michigan State last night.
It's a big one. Hey, Jerry, I appreciate it. Again, it's always fun talking. We'll catch up next week.
All right, anytime.